A new variant of COVID-19 has emerged on the scene that has scientists concerned. It's called Omicron. This is Don Rush. The first case has been found in the United States since it was first reported in South Africa. Dr. James Trumbull is Vice President of Clinical Integration at Tidal Health Peninsula Regional in Salisbury. How serious do you think this new variant is?
This new variant has about 50-plus mutations, at least 32 of which are on the S protein, which is how it attaches to our cells. You know, really what it means for us, it's tough to say at this point, is unfortunately the bottom line, because we're getting some initial information about it seems more contagious, and that's kind of just some initial data based on the number of people who have been infected in South Africa and how it seems to be spreading on and people who are traveling and whatnot. But there's a couple other aspects to that. Is, you know, with all these mutations, does the current vaccine or the antibody infusions that we're giving for treatment, is that going to make a difference with this one or not? And to what degree will it? You know, if we're still seeing roughly 50%, you know, efficacy with the vaccines and the antibody infusions, that's still pretty good. If it drops, you know, far below that, you know, we start getting down into 20 or 30%, then you got to say, okay, we're really not covering or protecting the population from this variant. And that may mean that we need some sort of adjustment to the vaccine itself, which is beneficial when you talk about the mRNA, because they can make changes in that. And for that matter, they can in the J&J as well. It just takes a little bit longer. But that's part of it. So we really need to see what it's going to do for those who are already vaccinated, as well as what it means for the unvaccinated. We haven't heard a lot about admissions or the complications of this variant because it's so new, much less deaths, which has obviously been a big factor in the past.
How quickly do you think the pharmaceutical companies will be able to say, for instance, produce a specific vaccine for this particular variant? Pfizer has indicated that they could come up with something in 100 days.
Number one, do we need one or not? And so that's the first question. I think that's part of that 100 days. I can remember back, you know, about a year ago when we were first provided Pfizer and Moderna to provide its vaccines. I can remember comments that they could actually adjust this in a matter of weeks. But again, you know, at this point, the information I've heard about is that the cases have been relatively mild, and so far, generally in younger, healthy people. How that will affect people who are much older or those who have chronic or immune-suppressed conditions could be a very different story, but we don't really know that one yet.
Finally, what do you tell people who have heard about this variant as they go about their daily lives? What precautions should they take? How concerned should they be?
You got to stress the fact that just not a lot of information is known about this yet. But I think at this point in time, it goes back to what we've said from the very beginning. You know, masks and social distancing are, you know, key to protecting ourselves and our loved ones. This is the way to really protect yourself from this variant, as well as Delta that's still out there and rampant in our country. So take those precautions. It's not just for yourself, but it's for the people you love as well.
Dr. James Trumbull, Vice President of Clinical Integration at Tidal Health Peninsula Regional in Salisbury. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media. We'll be right back.